Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is December 16th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up is the weekly news from the Nikonian's Academy's director, Mike Hoggett. First up, our newest one-day workshops on digital printing and workflow are aimed specifically at those of you who are interested in creating the highest quality inkjet prints. We have teamed up with Hewlett-Packard to provide professional HP Photosmart Pro B9180 printers at the workshops. Everyone in the class will be creating large format 13-inch by 19-inch prints using these beautiful printing systems. At the workshop, we'll also be using the newest calibration tools from Datacolor to show the correct method for LCD, CRT, and laptop calibration. Find out more information on our streamlined digital workflow and inkjet printing at www.nikoniansacademy.com. To complement the printing and workflow workshops, we have created a four-day printing and workflow series for those of you who want to go to the next level. We are only running two of these in 2008, and they are titled Advanced Digital Imaging Workflow. At each event, we'll have a full printing lab set up with networked HP V9180 printers, tons of printing supplies, color calibration tools, and lots of other high-end digital technology. Beyond just printing, we'll also have full Photoshop for photographers instruction, Capture and X classes, digital asset management course, and black and white printing classes, as well as much more. This is truly an advanced class and is meant for those of you who are serious about your photography. And finally, our first workshops of 2008 begin right away in January. That's next month. That's in 2 weeks, folks. And for those of you in Vancouver, BC, San Francisco, Houston, and LA, you get those January ones. So sign up quickly before all the seats are sold out. And Mike wishes all of you a Merry Christmas and encourages you to keep shooting. Thanks for that update, Mike. In other Nikonians news, don't forget to download your copy of The Nikonian, which can be found at www.nikonian, no S on the end of that, .org. And the latest edition is number 36, which is chock full of last-minute gift ideas. If you still need stocking stuffers and have no idea what to do, check out edition 36 of The Nikonian. As well, Nikonian Albert Eschendahl has some of his pictures appear in Let's Go Digital's gallery from the Nikon Solutions Expo in Cologne. Way to go about that. We always love having our Nikonians get their pictures somewhere published in print, be it in print or on the web. That's fabulous. In Nikon news, the Nikon D300 wins the Popular Photography's Camera of the Year for 2007. And as most of you know, there's always stiff competition for the newest outbreaks in digital SLR, so that's a fantastic achievement. And for Nikon users out there who use VUNX, there is now an update for Windows and Mac, and those direct links are in my blog, which can be found at podcast.nikonians.org. For those of you who have just subscribed to the news feed or an ISS feed or a podcast stream or however you decide to get that, if you don't regularly check the blogs, that's where you'll find the link. Again, that's at podcast.nikonians.org. Moving on into other news. Canon or Nikon? If you can't decide, check out the PhotoBiz blog that compares the Nikon D3 with Canon's 1DS Mark III camera. Both are of a similar level, and they both get put through their paces in the shootout ring. That's a pretty cool blog, full of nice, pretty pictures, and, well, some interesting pictures. Quite amusing, so take a look at that. Those of you who have The Photographer's Guide to Capture NX by Jason Odell, you can find a new 57-page supplement. That's supplement number 2 at Luminescence of Nature, and I will have that link in the blog as well. And you can find more information about all of these stories and more on our news feed at blog.nikonians, this time with the S, .com. So check that out. and get all the latest and greatest news updates in addition to listening to the podcast. Moving on to the forums. Do you do some IR photography? Would you like a forum dedicated to IR photography? Well, some of our Nikonians out there would like to see that happen, and, I make no guarantees personally, but in order to set up a independent forum for something like that, we need a decent amount of members who would like to use that forum. So give us your 2 cents worth, and I'll throw the link to that thread in the blog for you. Luke Davis is looking for Nikonians in the New Jersey, New York City area. So if you're in that area of the country and you'd like to hook up with some other Nikonians and get together for coffee, shooting, talking about photography, or anything else, check out his thread in the blogs and drop him a line and say hi, and maybe you guys can get something set up. Now, the forum of the week this week is, well, it's not all about me, but it's all about the female Nikonians. We're out there. We have sometimes some special issues that just happen to go along with being female. So if you are one of the female Nikonians and you want to talk to other female Nikonians about specific issues that maybe the guys just don't understand, if, you know, you're a little bit smaller than the guys, you're having trouble finding maybe a camera bag that suits well for your frame size, or you'd like to get some feedback on some cameras you haven't been able to get your own hands on, and would like a female's opinion, check out that forum. And I will leave you with the choice photo of the week, entitled Sydney. In the meantime, keep shooting, and if you have any feedback, comments, or questions, please email me at newsflash@nikonians.org. And you can also leave us a message in the podcast feedback forum. And I will be back once again next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.